Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, all week we've been talking about FFA and compliance of what is going on with the National FFA Week. It's been a lot of fun learning more about the different areas and what they do. And this time we're going to jump across the river and go to the Minnesota side, down to Barnesville, Minnesota, and bring in the vocational agricultural teacher in Barnesville. His name is James Joyce. James, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Maybe just give us a minute or two on what you do on a daily basis as the vocational ag teacher in Barnesville. Just one of the things you do is actually be the advisor for the FFA program.
Yes. I teach seven different classes, anywhere from the eighth grade all the way up to seniors. So I have a wide variety of kids, a wide variety of subjects actually in the ag department. And then, of course, with that comes the FFA, which is kind of the fun part of it for kids to belong to, that are actually in agriculture and are interested in that kind of to go that way.
Okay. Well, as I was talking to you a little bit yesterday about FFA, and I got reminded the world of COVID-19 that we live in, North Dakota has been a little bit more liberal, allowing more things to happen, more meetings to happen. Minnesota has kind of clamped down there during that time. So how has it been to run the FFA program and trying to keep your program together and get kids together during COVID-19 on the Minnesota side?
Well, it's been difficult. We've had to change our way of doing things. It kind of started last March. We weren't able to have our annual banquet, which really hurt. That's kind of a parent member banquet that our alumni actually aids in putting on. They do the food and so on. And then coming into the summer, we did not have the Clay County Fair, which we generally have a food stand there and the exhibits. So we were really kind of cut off, almost straight off. We didn't have state convention either. They didn't have a national FFA convention this year. Both were online, but, it's not the same experience. And then coming into this year, we're doing any of the contests and stuff throughout the winter now have been online instead of in person. So the younger kids have really missed a lot in the, getting the chance to do some of the judging and some of the other FFA contests we have in the region and state.
Has it, James, hurt your numbers at all, or are you worried at all for maybe once we're through this that may have put a little bit of a crimp on the program?
Yes. I mean, that's like I said, the younger kids, we always have the fall rally in the fall, and that's kind of to get the freshmen interested in the FFA, and of course we weren't able to really do that other than online, so you got to get the kids to the sites and get the kids talking to other kids in the region and so on.
Sure.
And just show them what's out there and what's available.
You guys do something a little different than, I guess, I don't know if it's the norm or not, but what a fair portion of clubs do during this National FFA Week. You actually push it along a little bit further towards the spring, or at least warmer temperatures, so you guys can do some stuff outside.
Yeah, we do a bunch of fun things outside. We have a tractor push-pull contest. We do a drive your tractor to school day. We have a bale toss, a roping contest, and a lot of those are fun outside, especially for the junior high and actually the senior high. So we try to kind of pick a week then. We do a dress-up week also, mostly all farm-related. So.
Right. That's fantastic. So how popular is driving your tractor to school day?
It's gotten some pretty good press throughout the years. We've actually had a drone out here following the tractors up Main Street. We've had anywhere from, 14 to 25 tractors coming in.
That's fantastic.
It gets to be a little tricky when the parents are trying to use the tractors in the field at the same time. But the parents are extremely supportive, so that's been kind of a fun thing to do.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. I do want to highlight, of course, this is just one of the things you do with the FFA chapter. But again, as I mentioned, you're the vocational ag teacher for Barnesville. And you guys, we were talking before we got on the air, you guys got some exciting future things, including getting a new shop at some point here.
Yes, I think they just approved it at the board meeting here on Monday. So I believe they're looking at breaking ground here probably within the next couple of weeks. We'll have a brand new ag shop, and then the existing shops will be modified and remodeled, so the industrial arts instructor will have both those shops. So it gives us both a lot more square footage, which is kind of what we've needed. So
I would imagine it gives you a lot more availability for educational tools.
Yes, yes. Right now we just don't have the square footage when I put 25 kids out in the shop in order to be able to have the kids move around the shop and be active and. We seem like we're piling kids on top of each other. So square footage is going to be really nice, and that's one of the things the community's really stepped up and and they really could help us out with.
James, is this building or new building, is that attached to the school?
It's going to be kind of a standalone building with a about a 20-foot hallway that's attached. So we don't have to go outside, but it's not they're not actually attaching the structure to the existing structure.
Again, that was James Joyce, the vocational agricultural teacher at the Barnesville High School in Minnesota. This is Inside Agriculture.